Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now then, fact seekers, it's Johnny here, and this is really, really weird for me, because I've just finished editing this week's episode, which in fairness was actually recorded in the first week of November. And what's kind of struck me as weird about it is that I feel the need to apologise to people I don't know about a thing that they neither care about nor pay for. It's something that we do for free, and it's something that we love doing, but it's not been regular, and in all honesty, the last couple of episodes have been pretty shit. There's been no preparation in them, and we've not really done it properly. I'm not sure why I feel the need to apologise, and I'm not sure why I assume that anyone will care. But I just, like I say, I want to give this bit of an explanation that it's not been great for the last couple of weeks. Well, I say weeks, last couple of episodes. I've been going through like a lot of things that I've not been handling very well. I'm over that now. It's all good. My life's been like a fucking soap opera for 6 months, but it's all sound and we'll be fine and we're all good and we're all happy. One thing I will say is that through all of this and whatever I've been going through, James has been a fucking rock. He's been an absolute lifesaver. He's never once put any pressure on me to do any of this shit. We've had episodes that have been hanging around for weeks that haven't been edited at all, that have been, we've met up to record and I've not just been feeling it, and we've just had a laugh instead and all that, so I can't fault the lad. Obviously, I can't fault him because he is fat and useless. But point being that we're all right. I've got an appointment at the hospital. They want to poke a camera at me. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to make a concerted effort to make the podcast better from now on, because once that camera goes up my ass, we'll be flogging DVDs on the internet and we need a fan base to try and get some revenue from that so that I can buy more drink. So that seems like a perfectly reasonable excuse to get back on board with things and start doing proper podcasts that people are going to properly care about. So yeah, so enjoy this episode for what it is. Just try and remember that this is two fucking idiots who have completed this time, at the time of this recording, we've completely lost sight of what the Get Fact podcast is. We have no idea. There's not a fucking fact in it, I don't think. It's basically me having a breakdown and my mate laughing at me while I'm in a bath. And that'll make sense afterwards. But yeah, so we're going to put this out for a bit of fun. It's a bit of a laugh. It is what it is. It's shit, but we'll get over it. The next one, though, is going to be a proper Christmas episode that'll be out next Monday. And from here on in, they are actually going to be out every week again. So you can all look forward to me and your Lugal once a week. Bye.
Hi there and welcome to the Get Fact podcast. My name's Johnny.
And my name's James. Every time we do this, why? Why have you done that?
What?
Why would you decide to eat when we're now recording, despite the fact you've had 90-minute window to eat prior to recording this?
Because I didn't want it at first. And then I didn't really fancy
it. Are you eating that raw as well?
No, of course I'm not eating it fucking raw.
Okay.
It's not a pigeon.
Hello and sorry, everyone. It's been a while as well since the last recording.
We say that at the start of everyone.
Yeah, and look, nothing's changed. Amateurish, as always. Johnny's just scraping a plate now. So we got nice new equipment, really expensive gear.
Yep.
Just to hear you scrape a spoon across the plate.
I'm good, Anna.
You're currently eating a sticky toffee pudding.
It's nice.
Prior to that, Johnny, you made a Sunday dinner. Now, I'll tell the listener what happened today. You said you're going to make us a lovely dinner, which you do most cases when we come to record. Thank you very much, Johnny. It is your day off, so you know what I mean.
Well,
it's, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, I'd do the same for you. However,
I mean, you wouldn't do exactly the same, would you?
When I got here, it'll raise suspicions, considering you didn't tell me what meat you were putting on. You said you were going to do a Sunday roast. Yeah. What meat are we having? Not telling you. You'll find out. You'll have to wait. Waiting and waiting. Is it beef? Yeah, it's beef. It's beef. It's beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come to look at peruse at my plate...
Yeah.
Upon its readiness, as you pointed out, despite the fact you bawled the arse out of the veg. But that's another story. Potatoes were nice.
That's how you have veg with the arse boiled out of it?
Not really, no.
No, I do.
Al dente.
No, I...
Well, you are from Middlesbrough. You like to... That's for your nan, or, I mean, maybe even your mum's got no teeth when she's in her mid to late 30s.
Shed load of salt on.
There you go. Was nice. Yorkshire pudding's lovely.
Yorkshire, I do a good Yorkshire, don't I?
It's all right, yeah. The roast potatoes, roast titties, as you call them.
Yeah, tatties, yeah.
They were all right.
Ob.
Gravy, all right, yeah.
I mean, gravy came from a packet. Even I can't take credit for that.
Stuffing was all right.
It was, wasn't it?
What was the meat, Johnny? What was the meat that you thought would be suitable for me to consume?
Pigeon.
You cooked fucking pigeon, didn't you? Whole pigeons.
Well, this is the thing. Did I technically cook them?
No, you didn't.
No.
Because you cooked them from frozen, and it was still pissing out with blood, mine.
It was, wasn't it?
At one point, I thought it was going to fly away. So, you just can't do it, can you? You can't just be normal for 2 minutes.
No.
You have to fuck about.
Well, this is true. And I do as well, and I've started doing it more and more just to entertain myself in life in general. And it's getting beyond a joke, really. I think I need help.
I mean, the fact that it was plucked, at least that meant I knew you'd not fucking caught the thing.
Yeah, but the problem is there was bits of plastic on it.
There was. Amateur
hour. It was in like a little plastic tray and it had frozen to it.
Yeah.
And that's what... You know when I was picking it off? And I ran it under the tap to
thought,
what
were you doing? I didn't look. I didn't...
Yeah, just left me to it, did you?
Care to look, no.
So who's really at fault there?
No, you were being discreet about it, let's be honest.
I wanted you to see this lovely dinner with a pigeon in the middle of it.
There will be pictures put up of the pigeon on the Twitter page. Yes, I did.
I took a little
Because
video.
If I tell people that, they won't believe me.
Right. Who are you going to tell about me? I like this.
I don't know, but if I say to people, Johnny, I mean the listener for one, I say, sorry, you're right there, just eating a bit of, what was that? You just got there, a bit of stuffing.
Bit of stuffing, dipped it in the gravy.
Absolute pig. So, yeah, I take pictures so people think this is make-believe and we didn't make this up. But, I mean, would we have written that?
You couldn't, because the thing is, if you did write it, then people would say, you can't, it's not believable.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I take pictures. They will be up on the Twitter page, which is, the handle is @GetFatCast.
It is, isn't it?
So, what do you want to talk about, Johnny? Because we've not really got a topic.
Yeah, you asked me to pick a charity.
I
didn't really explain yourself.
I'll tell you for why. I did tell you why in the text message that I sent you. Quite clear. It is nearly Christmas, Johnny. It is November time.
Yeah, so why haven't you started singing Christmas songs like you did last year?
Because that was last year.
Oh, right.
This year, charity. Last year, trying to make a hit single. Didn't quite work out. But this year, charity, fundraising, it's going to work. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, lovely listener Kieran, Special K, as he's known.
Yeah.
He said on Twitter, what would we like for Christmas?
Cash.
Okay. I said world peace.
Yeah.
Which would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And
actually, not as nice as cash. I don't think you understand how much debt I'm in.
Would you be able to spend any... I mean, does currency hold its value in a post-apocalyptic world?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes. It depends which one you watch.
Right. Okay. Whichever one you prefer to believe in.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, I think we should do something for charity, mate.
Right, what are we going to do for charity? Shave
so,
you?
No, what we were looking to do... I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Because some charities aren't very trustworthy. Some people say they're doing it for a charity and they're not. So...
is this where we lie to them to get them to give us money?
It's
and then we
not...
pocket it?
That's not what we do, Johnny. What we do instead... I mean, that boiler's definitely going to be picked up on this episode.
Yeah, we say that every week, don't we? I can't get it fixed, but it's not my boiler.
This is new, so it'll definitely be picked up on it.
I don't think it will.
Anyway,
we'll see.
If you can't hear the boiler, ignore me. If you can, sorry.
Yeah, except we're not actually sorry, because it's not our fault. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, we can. We could just turn your fucking boiler off.
And get
cold. Have you ever thought about that?
No, because then I'll get cold.
So, can I talk about charities? I'm trying to be... We're trying to have a...
Want, yeah,
can you put some, like, nice music on, like, Watership Down or something, but make, you know, just lower the tone a little bit.
I'm getting more stuffing.
Right, okay.
So you banging about your good deed of the day, whatever it is.
Should stuffing come off in a clump like that, like you've just removed a tumour?
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
What even is stuffing?
Anthony?
Yeah. Anthony, what the fuck is stuffing?
Anthony, ah, shit, we couldn't be bothered to Google correspondent. Oh, now he's dropped stuffing in a pot of gravy. Drink it, drink it. Yeah, Anthony, what is stuffing? What makes up stuffing? Or packet stuffing, which is what Johnny is currently attempting to eat. Let us know.
Jeremy Paxor.
Can I talk about charities?
Yes.
Now, we've not decided which ones we're going to do yet. I said to Johnny to pick one from Middlesbrough, and we'll pick one from Manchester or in the Manchester area.
Yeah.
And we will try and raise money for it or give something for it. I think homelessness is an issue. And obviously, I think every child should be able to open something Christmas morning. So either... There's a rucksack appeal, okay, where you get a rucksack, you get a sleeping bag, hat, scarf, all that stuff, put it in a rucksack, it gets distributed to the homeless. That way, because people say, don't give them money, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You don't want it going in the veins. Right. So it's a nice thing, innit? They need a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
If they're homeless.
100%.
I mean, it is a bit of a kick. Merry Christmas, but here's your sleeping bag. Off you pop. But it's better than out, innit? It's freezing. I commute to work sometimes.
Well, I'm freezing. Well, why do you think the fucking boiler's on?
But it's freezing out there, so imagine sleeping in it.
Yeah.
I was also speaking to a homeless fellow once. I occasionally see him in the Northern Quarter in Manchester. He lost his toes to frostbite in the cold. And that's in what's supposed to be a modern society.
Why are we getting all preachy and...
Because what I'm saying is, let's do something good this Christmas, is what I'm saying.
Right, so we're going to donate a sleeping bag each?
You make rucksacks up.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying it in November and not December. Let's try and get as many as we can, get them sent out.
Right.
And to people who are listening to this, don't send them to us.
No,
that's
absolutely no don't. Good. No.
Send them to the charity, is what I'm saying. Yeah. We got asked the question about what we want for Christmas. I'm saying, let's do something positive.
Still asking for cash.
On the back of that, children's homes, they should be able to open some at Christmas morning.
They should.
So, shoebox peel for them.
A shoebox
appeal, don't they? You definitely had one growing up in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, yeah.
Mind you, your mum sucked a load of knobs and got money, didn't she, for Christmas?
She did, yeah.
Fair, and your dad.
All my dads used to come home on Christmas.
Yeah, they used to come for Christmas, all right.
Yeah, someone asked me what I was doing for Christmas this year. And because of the way I'm working, I think I'm going to be sat here with the tortoise.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, don't spend Christmas alone.
But the thing is, though, I think there's a bit of humour in that, and I think I might just post really depressing pictures on Facebook all day to wind people up. So everyone's having a really nice Christmas, and I'm just going to do loads of selfies of me alone with the tortoise.
You can have Christmas with me and my family.
Well, no, because then I have to get there and it's intruding on your family, isn't it?
No.
It's working already. You're feeling sorry for me now.
I don't want to spend Christmas Day alone.
But I want to do that on Facebook and have everyone going crazy about how lonely I am. I like attention.
Have we not noticed that already with this low-budget podcast that doesn't seem to get us anywhere, that we still enjoy doing?
Yeah, but it's nice because sometimes on my way to work, I listen to myself.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Although, since them phones have updated, this has really pissed me off now. So, since my Apple iPhone is updated, right, it no longer sees Spotify as a primary media player. So, every time I get in my car, it automatically wants to connect to Apple Music or podcasts, because they're like Apple things. So, and if you skip a track as well, then instead of just skipping the track like it always has done, now it just flicks over to one of the Apple things. So there have been times where I've been in the car, not by myself, and I've been driving down the road, and I've maybe had the podcast on that morning just to listen through and check it's okay.
Yeah, but you should check that before you post it.
I always check it. No, I always do it before and after.
Right.
You check that the upload's gone all right.
Right.
Do you remember that time Andy Gorman let us know something was wrong with it after it had uploaded?
Undead Smarties, yeah.
Yeah.
Another listener of the show. Hi, Undead Smarties. Not heard from you in a little while.
I saw him the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think he's grown his hair or something. Is he growing his hair or
cut
his
hair? So you saw him, but you're not sure if he's growing his hair or cut it?
Yeah.
See the problem in that there?
There's something different about... It might have dyed it. There's something different about his hair.
Okay, fair enough.
But yes, I'm driving around now, and I'm listening to Marilyn Manson or something equally as hip. Skip the track, and then it cuts to like me and you being idiots. But at that point, the only way to get it off is to proper start putting passwords into your phone. You've now got to convince it that you're not driving and all sorts of shit.
Okay. I'm still talking about charities here.
Oh, right. I'm talking about my iPhone not working properly and my Bluetooth on my car.
Right, okay. Well, that's, I mean, that's fine. Maybe there is a charity where, you know, that fixes Bluetooth in Nissan Jukes. I don't know. Other cars are available.
No one knows what to drive.
Why? I don't know what the reg. I'm gonna try and do something for charity. If other people want to do it, we're not gonna force it down your throat. But it would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely, I think.
Yeah, it would be very nice.
So what am I getting? A shoebox and a rucksack?
Yeah.
Right.
I tell you what, Johnny, I will help you out with that. Don't worry about it.
Shall I just give you some money?
You just need to, you need to choose a charity in Middlesbrough.
Right, so I had a look at some.
Right.
And none of them really did it for me. So I have got an example here.
This is not what we wanted to hear.
What?
You can't say none of them did it for me. You can't say that. See what the problem is with that?
Well, yeah, so there was a couple there.
Salvation Army do a very good one.
Well, our mum had cancer, didn't she? So really, I should just chuck it at the Macmillans.
Don't chuck it at them. Yeah. And what are you chucking at them? Cancer?
Yeah. There's a Bobby Robson Foundation. You'll like him, won't you?
I mean, he was a nice fella, I suppose.
Yeah, I thought you'd like him.
Yeah, he's a nice fella, but I didn't know him personally.
Yeah. There's hospices and that looked after. I'll give some money to a hospice. Is that the idea, is it?
Well, the idea was just do something nice for Christmas.
Fucking stop texting me, you twat. Sorry, I get too many messages and it pisses me off. And I don't know how to handle it.
Stop showing up. This is twice now, right? So earlier on today you said, my friend bought me a pasty, right?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
One of the most northern terms anyone will ever hear.
You did, my mate. Genuinely, my mate, Dan, his name is, bought me a pasty.
Yeah, so see how you said my mate twice then in that sentence? Yeah. You like trying to show off that you've got, like, friends?
I am, although someone was talking about you the other day, who I was chatting on to.
Right? That's very nice that you were talking about me.
And I was said about when we used to work together, James printed off loads of pictures that had me on one half and Sue Perkins on the other.
Yeah.
And you put them up around the office.
Yeah, brilliant joke.
And I said that as well. I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then she says, so you met James at work as well? And I said, yeah. And she said, do you have any friends that you didn't meet at work?
And the answer is no.
And the answer is no, unless you count the landlord for me local.
Well, yeah, and that's a depressing story in itself. So, yeah, so a few times you mentioned you've got a friend, like, showing off, and now you're going, oh, look, everyone's texting me, oh, I can't believe it, like, I'm so popular. Bit pathetic, innit?
And I'm a Welsh
bit
as
pathetic.
Well.
I can see right through it. I can see right through it, Johnny. You know, I know what's happened here.
I'm trying to make you jealous.
No, because, you know, I wouldn't even rise to that, right? This is what you've done. Right, you've got a lady friend, and you've said, oh, I've got a podcast, right, it's read good, like, but not got a lot of time to do it, what with all me mates and that, all coming round, buying us a steak bake, right?
It was a festive one at that.
Yeah, so now you know she'll listen to this, and you'll be like, oh, I'm like proper bit, I don't know, that went a bit Indian there, didn't it? That went a bit Kumar's there, but...
There's another fucking text
coming
through. Fuck off.
Yeah, let's see again. He's not even doing anything, listener. He's just picking his nose. So you're doing this as just a big, like, a big ploy. So when they listen to it, they're like, oh, he's really busy. Maybe he's not got time for me. And, oh, that's a turn on. That's what you're doing. I can see straight through it.
Fine, I'll stop it. I've got no friends.
I can see straight
no
through
one
it.
Ever texts me.
You've got colleagues and you've got me. And that's how it'll be forever. All right. No, just pinching your nipple there now.
No.
For that.
What time is it? Does she need to go to bed or not?
Don't say she. You're talking about a tortoise. It can stay out. It doesn't matter. It can have a lying, can't it? It's not got work.
She does.
Speaking of which, that you brought me on nicely.
Oh.
Animals that work.
Animals that work.
Perfect.
I do quite a bit of listening in this bit, don't I?
Yeah, so have a Yorkshire pudding. Why not?
I like a Yorkshire pudding. They're easier to keep all of them, the stuff, until you don't drop them in.
Set the scene for you, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Mifune, southern Japan. I hope that's how it's pronounced.
Mifune.
Mayuko Matsumoto, 82, was found by her daughter with about 20 cuts to her face at her home. Right?
Shame.
This is all true. Police launched an attempted murder investigation after seeing her wounds, some of which were severe. Her daughter said, when we found her, blood covered her... Blood covered her everything. That's not what it said. Mm-hmm. Blood covered everything above her chin.
Mm-hmm.
Her face was soaked in blood. Quite traumatic, 82.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your mum. You're worried. Miss Matsumoto, who is bedridden and apparently unable to speak about the attack,
mm-hmm.
had to receive emergency care. Very serious, this. Investigators found no sign of forced entry to the property, but suspect the wounds could have been caused by a cat. Police found traces of what could be human blood on a number of stray cats found around the victim's home. Tests are being carried out on a sample of blood.
So what was that animal's job?
It's an assassin, mate.
Oh, right.
Yeah?
A cat assassin?
He's getting a bit stretched a little bit now, animals
right,
at work.
Yeah,
a bit. Yeah, so you know, like if you wanted to kill someone,
you send an
angry cat in. Yeah. Job's a good one, you're off the hook. Cat's not going to grass you up, is it?
No, because it can't actually talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it can scare an old woman, knock her down the stairs, push her over a bit, slap her around. Maybe she'll pay her debts now to the, what are they called? Triads.
Yakuza.
Them ones. So, there you go, guys. Animals that work.
That was good, wasn't it? I could be lying down while we do this. I've just realised that microphone moves.
I mean, fuck me. Could you be any more less interested in this?
Well, I'm just tired, that's all. I drank a lot last night. I didn't even drink that much.
You did? Because I've seen the bottle of vodka. You had over half a bottle of vodka. On your own.
I thought it was just about half.
On your own.
I know, that's how sad my life's getting.
No, hang on. No, you've got loads of people texting
you. All my friends and everything.
Yeah. Okay. I've got some facts because we didn't really have a show, but I thought...
that's nice. One of us put some effort in. That's
it is
fine.
The get fact. But, I mean, apart from being dressed and catching pigeons today, I mean...
I'm barely... Actually, speaking about dressed...
Yeah.
You were picking on me for this as well.
Yeah, so what is it? Explain to the listener what it is. Can I take a picture of you looking like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of my ear defender.
So, for one, you called it an ear defender when you've clearly got two ears...
Does my tuft look alright though?
And no, it looks ridiculous. And two, you look like a twat. Don't know if you, I mean, do you want to get your messy kitchen in the background of this picture?
Oh no, I'd probably do it against this wall.
For the sake of, I mean, this is great podcasting, isn't it?
I'll have to sit down because you're hungry, though.
You look a twat. Right. Back over here, Johnny. Found something shiny. Most people have probably switched off at this point.
No, because I'll edit that bit out. I need to get myself going a bit, don't I?
Took a picture of him in your ear defender, as you call it. Mm-hmm. You look ridiculous. What are the benefits of this? I mean, I'm assuming that's for someone who's hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, do you do much hiking?
Quite a bit.
Yeah? Where'd you hike to?
Shops.
You hike to the shops?
Yeah.
I mean, you do live relatively remote, but it's not that remote, is it?
Yeah. It's remote enough to get away with an ear defender.
I don't think anyone could get away with an ear defender.
Can I see the picture you took of me?
Yeah, you'll see it on Twitter, @GetFatCast.
Are you going to put it on now, though? Because I want to see how handsome I look.
I mean, you don't look handsome, just to break that one to you.
I'm doing my selfie, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. So, you've got a ridiculous ear defender's hat. I think people could maybe look at it and tell you look a twat. In fact, if everyone could just put #twat on the picture that I upload of it, that would be great for Johnny's self-esteem, and we need to do that.
I'm mint. Also, as well, I've been, like, really genuinely quite ill recently as well.
Again. I mean, that is probably one of the reasons we've not been recording for some time.
Yeah, but like, it's getting worse and worse, so I keep having allergic reactions to something and I don't know what. And I keep coming out in like hives on my face, you know, proper spots and that.
Yeah.
Come out, and then I struggle to breathe, and then I get chest
pains. Is it all them blokes jizzing on your face?
Might be.
Could be, couldn't it?
Could be something like that, yeah.
But what are you doing?
I'm just popping my ear defender on the corner there.
Fuck's sake.
What?
You just...
Can't you just be nice to me for a bit?
Yeah, all right, I'll try and be. Here's some facts for you, Johnny.
No, I'm telling you about my illness.
Right, okay, sorry. You got an illness, yeah.
I'm genuinely...
Is it ringworm?
No, it comes out in hives.
Thrush?
I don't think so.
Hepatitis.
Definitely not.
Eczema. Have you been to a doctor?
No, well, they're not good, are they?
Are you making it up?
I'm not making it up.
No. Okay.
I keep going red in the face.
You keep going red in the face?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, but all like down my neck and on my chest.
No,
my arms.
I didn't mean like, is that it on your body? I mean, is that the end of the story?
Well, yeah, because I've not decided what I'm allergic to yet. So I need to find out, really.
Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah. But like, no one's bothered at work. I'm sat there, they've got spots all over.
I mean, why would they bother? Why would they bother?
Well, because I'm handsome.
They've got their own lives.
Yeah, but you'd think someone would, like, rescue me.
How?
I don't know.
Say, don't use softener in your washing.
Oh, I wonder if that's it. How would you know if it was, though? Because you can't just not wash your clothes to find out.
Wash it without softener.
Well, don't be fucking ridiculous.
Change your washing powder.
How would you do that? I can't change it. I've got a fucking 20 tablets in there, unused.
Buy 6 tablets of something else. Try it first.
I might see there's a free sample of anything online. But even there, look, like, there's all spots on me back, isn't there?
Nobody can see that. Yeah, there is. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ugh. You pig.
So where's it all come from? I don't know.
In fact, I think this charity appeal should maybe be for Johnny's skin.
Yeah.
If you pledge £2 a month, we will get Johnny's skin clear again. Are you doing Movember, Johnny?
No, I just couldn't be asked to shave.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Because no, I noticed you've got like a bit of a George Michael beard going on.
I thought
you might have just fucked the chin off, like shaved the chin and kept the tash. You'd suit a tash, actually, I think.
If you're
wearing ear defenders, a moustache is the least of your worries.
Shall I shave everything off except my tash?
Yeah. You should.
You reckon?
For November, yeah. And if anyone questions, say it's November. Say it's actually for a good cause. So when you're mocking me, you're mocking, you know, people with illnesses.
The only thing, and this is a very real danger, right? There is a chance that I will shave it off, have just the tash, and then I will like it.
Yeah, but I think you'd suit it, is what I'm saying. Because I grow relatively thin, like on the top lip.
Yeah.
Yours is quite relatively thick. I think you'd get away with it. I urge you to do it. I think you should.
Okay. I can do that. I'll do it after we've recorded this if you want then.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
I think you're encouraging me.
No.
It's going to make me look stupid.
Worst case scenario, you have a full shave, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no crime there, is there?
Yeah. The question is, do I do it before or after I go out tomorrow?
No, I think you do it tonight with me.
Right.
And then you go out tomorrow and you show the world you're there for Movember. Yeah?
Right, fair enough.
And you can post on your bloody social media.
Yeah,
I'm doing Movember.
Yeah.
Support. Don't give it me, give it to Movember, whatever it is.
What is the charity for Movember?
It's just a Movember. I think you can do it for multiple ones, can't you?
Right.
Yeah, I think we should do that for you.
Cool.
Yeah. Sorted, right. Johnny's doing Movember, great.
Fair enough, yeah, I'm going to have a tash.
Perfect. Right, Johnny, some facts for you.
Right, how are them?
Donkey Kong gets his... You know that game, don't you?
Donkey Kong, it's the game where the monkey goes around all the levels. Yeah.
Donkey Kong got his name because his creator believed donkey meant stupid in English and wanted to convey the impression that the character was a stupid ape. So there you go, Donkey Kong. Here's another one for you, mate. You know your bum?
Your arse.
Your arse, yeah.
Yeah.
The medical name for your arse, or your arse crack.
Is your Theresa May.
Politics by Johnny Murphy.
Your perfume, that.
Arse.
Politics by Jonathan.
The medical name for your arse crack is interglutid cleft.
Yeah.
So perhaps if you with a lady,
mm-hmm.
you think
you say,
try something different.
Pop a finger up me into gluted cleft.
You could say that if that's what you're into. But I was going to say you suggest it to her because you want a bit of bit of anal sex.
Oh right.
And then she'd be like, "Oh, he sounds so educated." Before she knows it, you're in Brown Town.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a good time. If that is your first time, a bit of advice: spit on it first.
Right.
Is that? Would you agree?
Oh shit, I just pressed the wrong button on here. Yeah, I'll agree with that. It's gonna start upgrading something now. You can't really have that.
No, we can't.
Look at noise where we're
halfway through a fucking recording. Do you know what the first toy to be advertised on TV was?
Was it the sex toy?
It's not the sex toy. I'm talking about a child toy.
Oh, Barbie Action Man. Action Man's the greatest hero.
I'll give you a clue. He's in Toy Story. Quite a big character in Toy Story.
Quite big. Who's Andy? He's quite big, isn't he?
No.
Woody.
No.
No. Oh, Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head, Johnny. You got it in the end. He's the first toy to be advertised on TV.
I never had a Mr. Potato Head.
I didn't. Do you think it came from kids didn't have anything growing up, so they used to get given a spud and they'd just shove twigs in it?
Yeah.
For arms.
Yeah.
And a pin for a nose. Do you think that's where it came from? And then, you know, the bloody Western culture said, let's make toys out of it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, instead of having dolls, you just had a brick. You used to make a little dress for the brick.
You used to do? Yeah, you would fucking dress things up, you big tart.
Yeah.
What do you remember having toys? I remember having a Stretch Armstrong.
So I got fleeced the other week. It took me nephew to Tesco, right? Yeah. And I said, I'll get you a toy. So he picked out some Lego that he wanted.
Yeah. Which is there, innit?
So I said, yeah, fucking fortune. So I got him some Lego, right? And then, as we were walking off, I said, oh, fuck me. I said, is it Stretch Armstrong? I said, hey, I'll get you one of these as well. He says, no, my Lego. I said, no, you get one of them as well as your Lego, right? And he looked at it and said, well, what does it do? I says, well, he's Stretch Armstrong, mate. You stretch him.
You can tie him in knots, can't you? You can sort of tie him to the banister and see how far you can stretch him.
And he just looked so unimpressed. And he said,
he'd not seen the advert, though, to be fair to him. If he's just in Tesco with you.
Oh, yeah, I suppose
he's not
so.
Selling it. I remember the advert was pretty intense as a kid.
He captured a burglar, didn't he? So someone was robbing a bank.
Something like that, wasn't
it? Stretched down the street to grab him.
Yeah, he weren't messing about.
Yeah. So then he looked at me and said, yeah, I think I'll just have something else instead. So then he had to get him two toys.
Oh, yeah, he balls that up. You should have said Stretch Armstrong or nothing, mate.
Yeah.
So you should... Burping now on the podcast.
I did warn you this morning. Did I warn you this morning? Because I meant to.
You said you were hungover.
I'm really ill.
That's not ill. You're hungover. There's a difference.
No, it's not. It's turned into illness now.
The name for the shape of Pringles. Do you know what it is?
A saddle.
Hyperbolic paraboloid.
Oh, right, yeah, it will
that
be.
That is a shape.
It's hyperbolic, isn't it? No, it makes sense, really.
It's the shape of a Pringle.
We could, technically, right? Look, we're both adults, right?
Yeah.
I'll keep my underpants on if you want, right? That chair could be upstairs.
Right.
Right, and I could be in the bath.
Should we do an episode where you're in the bath?
I think we should, yeah.
Let's do the rest of this episode where you're in the bath.
Right, that's fine. Should I keep my underpants on or not?
Yeah, I shall to you, mate. I won't
I've
look.
I've got no bubble bath, though.
I won't look. Should we start running your bath, then?
Yeah, and we'll have a shave as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, I'll go.
All right,
shave
perfect.
And get in the bath.
Right, we'll see you shortly.
Okay, you join us in Johnny's slightly echoey bathroom. Definitely hear the bath running. We're going to give Johnny, I think, what's known as a Freddie Mercury, just in a sense that he will be getting a tash. And he's got dark hair, and he's probably got AIDS. He's sort of, I'm not too sure what he's doing now. He's walking around everywhere. Just to give you an idea of the setup in his bathroom, he's got like a skylight. It's quite a grim setup, to be honest. A shower curtain that looks new but stiff as a board, like it's either not been dried correctly or it's just not used very frequently. He's got like a dresser which doesn't match anything else, so he's obviously got it off someone.
Yeah, I keep his finest stuff.
And obviously the laptop that we use to record on speaker resting on the toilet and.
Right, are you going to get out while I get in the bath and then it'll be covered by bubbles?
And I'm on a chair. Yeah, sorry, mate. I'll get out your way. If you want to get in there, mate. Johnny's got his top off now, which is always funny.
Yeah, I'm in. You leave now.
Oh, sorry. Are you getting proper naked?
We're going to have to get in a bath. No, I'm putting some cold in, it's too hot.
I'm not looking anyway.
Right,
well, I don't want to be on, fuck's sake.
Ah, it is really hot.
Is this gay now? Does it make us gay?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No, okay.
It's too hot anyway. Look, I've got bubbles on it, it's fine. Don't need many bubbles for that, that's what you said there.
So, are we shaving your tap? Why are you in the bath? I don't know why this happened. I know I jumped at the chance, but now I'm not so sure.
I think it's because I just wanted to be a bit cosier, really.
Okay, right. Do you want to take us through your bath ritual? What you would do?
Yeah, well, I'd normally...
Say me and the listener weren't here.
So, normally what I do when I'm having a bath, to be honest with you, is I only fill it up a little bit. Because it's your old frog thing, isn't it? You put a frog in a pan of boiling water, it'll jump out, but if you put it in cold water, and heat it up. So yeah, I find
that myth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I find that by only running a bath a little bit and then getting in, you can have it hotter as you go.
Right. That's your technique, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're pretty much there. You've got your bubbles in. You've got a pint of water. I mean, not got enough in the bath. You need a little bit in a glass just
in case.
Like in reserve.
Basically,
I mean, you're expecting to combust and go on fire at some point.
I'm expecting this bath to cool down a fucking bit, I'll be honest, it's like... Yeah, there's any water behind me that's cold.
Right, okay. So the taps are off, which is great for headphone users. Just put in, is that hot or cold?
It's hot now, so now I've got it to a level that I can stand it, and I'll top up the hot.
Do you bath with glasses on?
Yeah.
That's what you do?
Well, yeah, because 9 times out of 10 I'm watching pornography.
Right, of course, yeah. But you're not going to do that now, are you?
No.
Right, okay, good. And what, would you wash your face with glasses on?
No, I take them off to wash my face.
Right, okay.
You know, sometimes I wash the glasses.
In your mucky bath water?
Yeah, sometimes I bring a fucking plate in with me. You know, save on dishwasher detergent.
How long would you take in a bath?
Oh, hours sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, absolute hours. Yeah, I could quite happily sit here and just... Like, this is me now. If you just left, I'd just sit here all night. Kick topping up the hot. Job's a good one.
That's what you do. But your water bill's quite high.
Actually, something interesting about that.
Yeah.
Right? So basically, if you pay a water bill, you're a fucking idiot. So I moved in April, right? 6 months ago now. Over 6 months ago.
Mm.
Right? I have not once paid a water bill, right? And then... They always write me a nice little letter that says, oh, come along now, have you moved in to the homeowner? Because they don't know my name or anything, so they can't take me to fucking court because they don't know who I am. Right?
Your landlord knows who you are.
Yeah, but he's not bothered, is he? He's in Spain. So,
there we go.
Then I keep getting these letters.
Johnny dodging his.
I'm not dodging it anymore. So, I had this letter the other day that said, we've been round to try and see you, we need to speak to you. I thought, it's probably getting beyond the joke now. So I thought, I'll phone him up, right? So I phoned him up and said, I'm dead sorry. It slipped my mind. I've been here since April. I've not paid a water bill. She says, not to worry. We'll send you out a bill. Right? It came here the other day, right? Fucking 6 months worth. Only fucking 89 quid. Fuck all.
Water in it. Because everywhere in it, mate. Always pissing down.
Exactly.
It makes you wonder what the fuss is about in Africa, doesn't it?
Yeah.
89 quid? For what? How many months is that?
April, May, July, August, September, October, halfway through November, about 8 months worth, yeah.
8 months worth of water, that's... just over £8 a month. Mm-hmm. That's not right, is it?
Well, maths. Give or take, yeah. And then they said at the bottom of the letter...
Makes you wonder why the Africans don't sign up for it.
Now, the bottom of the letter it says, oh, we'll write you again in 6 months. So you must only get a water bill every 6 months or something.
Can I just stop you? I feel like I'm interviewing you now.
Yeah.
Your water to me is a bit precarious now. It looks like we're getting to the point where I would definitely have switched off the water.
Oh, no. I go up to the, to anywhere where there's a seam. So like there where the water, you know where the handles join.
Right, so I mean the handles are sort of where the bath levels off on your bath though.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to lie back.
Yeah.
Very risky that.
No, it'll be sound, honestly.
So now the water's off, perfect. Are you going to shave your moustache in the bath now?
Yeah, I just...
You want, I'll get you the mirror, don't worry.
Pass me my tools.
I won't do that, there's your little mirror. What do you need, this thing?
Yeah. I won't be able to go all the way down. because I've no blades for my actual razor.
Can you use this?
No, it's not got a blade in it.
Right. Okay.
There's a little...
Do you want to have a quick swill first before you get pubes in your bath?
A quick swill?
Like wash yourself, or you're not in it for that? You're just
just in it for comfort.
Right, okay.
I've been cold and shivery all day.
I just thought you were chatting, you thought, I need a bath, I need to do a podcast, I'll just merge the two.
No, it was genuinely more for comfort.
No, okay. So more audio for the listeners. It's going from sort of neck to chin. Don't shy away, Johnny, you know, really get in there. Now, it's like I'm on suicide watch, just making sure you don't hurt yourself.
It's true, though, isn't it?
I think you should go a bit higher up on the sideburns there. I think you should take that hair with it. Why not? Come on, we're feeling bold. We're in the bathroom together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Johnny has got his shit. Don't worry, that's not anyone knocking on the door. Talk us through your technique.
I rub this on my face until the hair goes away.
Okay, so we're back after a brief, I don't know really. What happened there?
I had a shave.
You had a shave, didn't you?
Yeah, you might want to move that microphone a bit closer to me.
Oh.
Like, pull the chair back.
You had a shave, didn't you?
Yeah.
That on?
Yeah, but it needs to be on its side. There you go. Like, you want a side facing each of us.
So Johnny's had a shave.
Sorry, I'm just scratching my ass.
Tash looks good.
You like it, don't you?
It looks good on you, mate.
Yeah.
I thought you'd look stupid, but you'd actually... It's just like a big eyebrow, just on your top lip.
Yeah.
Getting away with it.
I think you might be winding me up to make... I think you might be saying it looks all right.
No, you know what? I thought that would be the case, but actually it looks good on you.
You're gutted, aren't you?
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Yeah.
But it is for a good cause, mate. Just say, if anyone says anything, just say Movember.
Yeah.
I noticed sort of when you finished shaving, you had a little sip of your cup of water.
Yeah.
You?
It's good, man, because you get like hot on the outside from the bath water, but then you get cold
get
on the inside.
Internal cold.
Yeah, and it's like a juxtaposition of temperatures.
Look, you love a juxta.
I do love a good juxtaposition.
Okay, well, while you're in the bath, I mean, let's get another fact out. I mean, I didn't plan bath facts, but I've got one more here for you.
I know a fact about baths.
Oh, come on.
Did you know that there are enough rubber ducks sold in the UK each year to go in the baths of everybody who wanted to buy one that year?
Fact then, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny, I mean.
Yeah,
great.
Good that, innit?
Great, yeah. So you mean everyone who bought one, got one? Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. I suppose you could say that about any consumer goods, really.
You can, but I'm trying to link it back to baths.
With the exception of a coffin.
Yeah.
See what you think, because maybe if you're in the bath, like, your mind is a little bit different, it's in a different place. Let's just see, Johnny, what you think about this. This one... in South Korea, there is an emergency number to report spies. That emergency number is 113. I'll just get rid of these now because I don't have any more facts. Mm-hmm. Obviously North Korea, big problem, innit? Spies, I'm supposing.
Yeah.
So you can grass them up, basically.
So why is the number 113?
Not too sure, just that's the number they're giving it. Do you think your neighbours would think we were acting unusual in this context, do you think, and maybe report us if that was an option?
Yeah, I suppose so, wouldn't
they? Given that we've got a microphone, a laptop, you're naked.
Yeah, it's like I'm being interrogated.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I drop that microphone in the water, would that kill you?
No.
Oh, that'd be a waste then, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I might kill you. It'd certainly piss me off a bit, but...
Where do we go from here?
Well, in a bit, I need to wash my hair.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
Do I do that now?
If you want me to, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's. Alright, Johnny's gonna wash his hair. Can you maybe talk us through? I'll try and do some commentary. You maybe talk us through your technique. Do you use conditioner as well?
Well, therein lies the tale. So, what you do first is obviously wet your hair.
Right, okay.
Right.
Now, when you're gonna do this now, your knob's gonna pop out of the water, and I don't really need to
see
it.
Right, well, don't be looking at that.
I don't wanna look at that. Definitely a glimmer of bollocks then, my...
Oh, but my sinuses are playing up when I tip my head back. It really fucking hurts.
Does it? Well, you know.
Oh. Right. So there's the hairs wet, ladies and gentlemen.
His hair is wet.
Right, now I
And if the ladies could see you, perhaps they would be as well.
Well, I'm sure they would be. I need a bit of a stretch.
You have got, like, the physique of, like, Mr. Burns.
I know I have. I'm not an attractive man, we know this. Jesus, wet. Right, I've got Vosine for Men anti-dandruff shampoo, right?
Yeah.
Up to 100% flake free. Now, I use this because sometimes I get dandruff and it doesn't happen very often.
And I think for a dark-haired gentleman, it's more noticeable, isn't it?
Exactly.
Despite
it
probably being a normal level of dandruff.
Yeah. So I use this now, but it's good because you have to rub it in, right, like this.
Yeah, I think people know how to use shampoo, but... Right, so you've gone for the middle of the head. You've got quite a long head. Do you think you go through a lot of shampoo?
Probably more than most.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
So you're not really getting stuck in there. You're just sort of skimming the top. Sort of like you're putting icing on a cake.
I mean, I'm not getting stuck in. Right then, but I assume because it's medicated, we now need to leave it there for a bit.
Right, so it is a medicated shampoo.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that on it, but I assume it is. What does that say? Sorry, man, I know you just stood there holding my phone for me, aren't you? I hope this isn't shit.
I mean, that's not the main problem with this, but...
Well, no. And I see we've lost a lot of water there as well. Where did it all go?
This is fucking ludicrous.
What, the rapist? Right. Shit myself,
you thought you'd shit yourself?
No, I said I fucking shit myself. The way the water is and the light angle, it was like a big, it looked like a big red line down the side of it.
So, I'm sorry, we're going to continue now. You're sort of scrubbing in your hair.
That's just scratching my head, that.
Oh, okay.
That's not part of it. No. I'm just waiting for this water to top up, listener. And then I'm going to go for the head wash, which I'll show you is a very special little technique I've got.
Oh, to wash your hair?
You are.
This will be an exclusive then, for the listener.
Yeah. I've got quite good balls.
Okay, so I was looking at my phone at that point, and then Johnny sort of gripped... relatively aggressively testes.
I'm not gripping them, I'm scratching my
shoulder. Shoved them upwards in a motion which would indicate I could see them. So I've seen your bollocks now.
Alright, good. What do you think? Good, Alan.
I mean the bollocks, mate.
Hey, what a lot of bollocks. Right, so now.
Right, so this is Johnny's interesting hair technique. If you stand up and bend over now, I'm gonna fucking hit you.
That'd be a good idea, that. No, this is volcano shit, right?
Volcano shit on the face. Yeah. It's really going for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can see there the full edge being done now, isn't it?
Yeah, full face and everything. Now what? He's going under, he's going for a big dump. Oh god, I couldn't resist. So the listener may remember that Johnny has a cup of cold water with him in the bath. He dumped his head under for a clean, and as he came back up, I threw it in his face. I think they actually do that. I think you'd pay good money for that somewhere. Sort of opens the pores and closes them immediately, so they're super clean, if anything.
Is that the way, is it? Oh, well, now I'm just... It's gone right up my nose, that has. And it's caught it funny, so now I almost need a sneeze. No, I can't. I need to sneeze, but I can't. You're an absolute bastard. I hate this.
It was bollocks our face, and have I ruined it for you?
Yeah. You know what? I'm never washing my hair in front of you again. What did you think of the technique, though? Washed the whole head in one go?
It was very good, very sort of efficient to do it that way.
Well, yeah.
Something I've not seen before.
It's all about time in motion, you see.
Well, this has been an absolute blast.
It has, hasn't it?
I think we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah, I think you've probably seen enough of my naked body for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, any ideas for a charity? We're all ears on Twitter. What is our Twitter handle, Johnny?
It is @getfactcast.
You can email us.
Getfactcast@gmail.com.
And you can get in touch with the show. Obviously, you can't leave us a review on iTunes. This sort of content, I mean, it's five-star stuff, innit? Let's not beat about the bush.
Well, exactly. It's absolutely wonderful.
You can find us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher, all the places you can find us. If you found us and you're listening, then go there again, basically.
Yeah.
And we will be back with some more content, hopefully with Johnny drier and without his balls in my face.
Mm-hmm.
But with a banging tash for Movember. We will be back again soon, guys.
All right, and while we're on, whoever it is, it was pretending to be Gregina.
Are you a bit disappointed that they've stopped?
Yeah, that was nice, that. We've not heard from you for a while, so, you know, if you want to, you know, resume that little game, then...
That'd be nice, some correspondence, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
We didn't find out who that was, did we?
We didn't.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.